our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta go to...
It's 9:19 p.m.
Gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my cereal.
Nope. Gotta grab a bowl. Cereal.
Friday.
You know what Friday. It is.
Gotta you know get down great? On Friday.
I've never actually heard that song.
Everybody's
no, don't you dare play it for me. No, stop. Seriously, please don't. I really don't want
to
hear
it. It's the same way with me and Stairway to Heaven. I've never heard it.
Partying.
Partying.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Partying.
I've intentionally kept it that way.
Don't you dare play
everybody's
that, Dan.
I will hit your phone out of your hand.
Not going to. I'm probably going to Snapchat about it.
So this is the middle of the week.
I think we're going to make this a real podcast.
It's probably going to be
real. Well, you guys are going to be hella busy until.
Oh, yeah, that way I don't have to worry about recording
okay,
on Monday.
Okay, so this is recorded on Friday, published on Monday.
Which way to give it away.
Actually, we might even use this, spoilers, we might delay this a couple weeks because they might pack up your computer that next Monday.
Ooh.
And it's going to be a little bit difficult to record a podcast without that.
Well, you
it's
could
a
just,
mystery.
No, you could just publish this on Monday and then
like,
just like, not have one the week after.
Not have one? We haven't skipped one since, like, February of last year.
So just record another one tomorrow. Don't delete this one.
Yeah, we gotta...
Okay, we won't delete this one.
What we could do is we could have a podstravaganza.
Because this is the questioning part two.
Where we do, like, a couple podcasts, and then we cut it off, and then we save it, and then we get another one, and we publish that the week after.
Do you remember the last time we saved a podcast?
Yeah, we never published it.
We never published.
Literally.
The jam was on, and then we never published it.
So it's going to be a game. We have four guests, or
yeah, you guys might be wondering how Holly is talking and also talking while Holly is talking.
There are five people in this room right now.
It's too many, but
it's like a party.
We'll make it work.
On Friday.
Dangle, you're here.
I'm not here.
My sister's here.
I'm here.
I might be here.
Adam is here.
Gully's existential.
Oh, this
here.
Is the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Adam and Holly and Gully and Dan are and Amanda,
Amanda
are awesome.
Gad. I don't. There's too many. I'm not even gonna.
I agree.
Mm-mm.
I agree.
Didn't we? Wasn't all of us for Rocky Horror, or was Dan
I don't
not here?
Think we had Dan for that.
No one. Oh.
Yeah.
You guys aren't friends yet.
I think we've only had Flippin' Four.
So we've
Flippin'.
Decided that our Ask Questions game is the best thing that
it's
ever
the
happened.
The best game.
It was kind of the best. So we're just gonna do more of that. Maybe not for the whole half hour, though, because we have a snack. We'll take a snack break.
Just to weigh in on last week's questions, the obvious popsicle answer
it's semen, dude.
Was
it's semen.
It is indeed
it's
semen.
So
it's obviously semen.
I mean,
it's
I know Dan was
close
leaning that
semen.
Way. He did
semen,
not actually answer
semen,
the question.
Semen.
All right, let's open that.
Folks,
crack
that box open.
I guess I'll start by asking a question. We're asking to our... Oh, God, I have to ask a
We're asking to
questions.
Our right. Oh, that's great.
Oh, there's a glossary in case you need that.
Oh, thanks.
In case. There was
there
like one or two in there I didn't know what it
something
was.
Something about a Tahitian
I knew
face
it was
mask?
Called something
yeah,
else.
That's on
yeah,
back.
That was called something else. I know that as something
I don't
else.
Think I just knew what it was.
I still don't know what a Tahitian face mask is.
It's fine. I'm sorry, you need to tell someone what skin marks are? There's
you know,
no one who doesn't know that.
Oh, come
maybe,
on.
Maybe, okay. Where? How far did we make it? Did we
know.
Ask if you want to pee in a bus full of kids?
Yeah, that was the first
that
one.
That was the first one.
Let's go to the first
There's
one
actually,
go
actually a point to
wait,
this game.
Oh, I think it was, who would you rather be fitted by, your dentist or your mailman?
That was that, yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
that I
one
answered
happened.
That one.
All right. Been the last
and
one.
I said, obviously, the dentist.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
All right. Attractive. Amanda, you are throwing a dinner party of friends, and you accidentally sneeze some snot into the stew.
Oh.
What would you rather do? Throw it out and start over, or remove it and serve it?
Serve it.
Would you remove
it's
it?
It's just...
Would you just serve
what do you
it?
Think? What do you think just happened
like,
5 minutes ago?
I would mean we just serve it.
Just,
I might not even scoop it up. Here's the thing.
Just
it's just
it
adding
in.
Like a little extra salt. It's probably hot enough to kill like anything really bad.
Yeah, just
and if these
in.
People are around me and I'm sick, like they're gonna get sick anyway.
Nobody knows.
It sounded almost like a story that I did at Ruby Tuesdays.
Right. Oh, I don't want to know. You know, I just realized that about myself.
Wait, are you just like
I don't
want
to
know.
No, it had nothing to do with snot, don't worry.
Yeah, we did 34.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it starts at 100. All right. You are jogging in the city and notice an attractive couple having sex in an alley.
What would you be more likely to do? A, stare until they're finished, or B, join in?
That's what I was hoping an answer would be, because leave is not obviously an answer.
No, you don't leave. Who's distracted in me?
It's you.
Oh, yeah, it's me. You. Oh, I mean, I'm already here.
So you don't answer the question. Do you stare until they're finished or join in?
Well, you stare until they beckon you over and then you join.
Oh, of course.
Oh, no, they're,
yeah,
they're busy. That's definitely what's gonna they're busy. Happen. They're
they notice. You wait there
they
for
won't even
invite.
Notice.
You just wait for an invite. He's polite about it.
So it's A, but B's on the table still.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. It's A, but okay. B is definitely on the table.
Okay, you reached through the next one.
It's like, which one is it?
154.
154. Adam, what would you rather do? A, freeze one of your grandma's turds and lick it like a popsicle.
Okay, what's B? Let's talk about B.
Dump your grandpa's colostomy bag all over yourself.
Yes.
Okay, I think the second one, because it's only once.
Right. And you don't have to, it doesn't linger.
You don't have to keep
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you just have to
you
wash
just,
it.
You just get it done over and with. Because
previously, there's, like I said before, you can always just have a shower.
Apparently, right. Colostomy bags smell just atrocious.
Mine was a lot.
Yeah, of course they do.
Mine was a lot easier than yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, oh, there's some doozies.
Don't get to read
there's
all
some
of them.
Doozies.
I'm not reading.
Oh, and when there's player one and player two,
you just pick people.
We can't be each other's, because that's not fun.
Yeah. Let's see.
And don't. Make
yeah, don't
clear,
do that.
If you
don't
can.
Do it.
Oh, you missed
don't
one.
Do a weird thing.
I guess what that's. Oh, did you skip one? Yeah, it was your fault.
Who would you rather give oral to, Dan? Your sixth grade PE teacher or your priest?
Hold on. Who was your sixth grade PE teacher?
Some bigger guy.
Okay. Okay. Or a priest? Do you have a priest?
My current priest or my priest in sixth grade?
Oh, that's a good point.
I think he'd like you better if you're in sixth grade.
It didn't say your sixth grade priest, though.
I would assume your current
I
priest.
I would say the current
I don't
priest.
Have a current priest.
Well, then your sixth grade priest.
Okay. Probably the priest, because the guy was pretty big and gross looking.
Mm-hmm.
At least he was a little bit more feminine.
Just less gross.
Compared to the other.
155.
You have body odor, but you have no deodorant.
Okay.
Which
this
item
has happened.
Would you rather use as a substitute?
Okay.
Bug spray
mm-hmm.
or window cleaner?
Window cleaner. That's super yeah. easy.
It's a way better smell.
Yeah, bug spray doesn't smell that great. Window cleaner would be fine.
Do
you ever see my Big Fat Greek Wedding? They use window cleaner for everything.
No.
They did!
They use Windex. It's a
oh my god.
That's
they
special.
Can't put Windex in here. Cause
yeah, they can.
Windex doesn't want to be associated with this.
It has to be a specific brand. Because there's something in it.
Oh, this is actually a really good question for you. And I think I know the answer. What would you rather give up for 6 months? Chocolate or shampoo?
Chocolate.
Really?
Yes.
Well, okay
no.
then.
Oh, man, but chocolate. No.
Exactly.
I don't want to go without shampoo. Nope.
Yeah, you're too anal about your hair.
I don't want that.
1-6 something. All
right.
Which image would you rather have permanently tattooed in the middle of your chest? A toilet
mm-hmm.
or a vibrator?
Vibrator.
Yeah, that wouldn't be that bad.
Nah.
You could make some sort of sweet montage, like collage out of it.
Yeah,
right?
You could.
Not
and every collage. Lady would be like, you really care about me.
You could just.
You value
like,
me.
You value me.
You'd just be labeled as John if you had a toilet on your
yeah,
chest.
Yeah, you would.
That's
yeah,
fine.
It's like.
Mm. Okay, well, only works if your name is John.
What would you rather hump?
Okay. Okay.
What? I like that that's how the question starts.
I guess, how does player one and player two go?
You just pick two people. But don't, people. I mean, you can't,
no,
shouldn't
yeah.
be me.
Player one's leg.
Me.
So Dan's
you
leg.
To, you can't just point.
Yeah, we're on a podcast. Because we're on a podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And, well, I guess player two's face.
So. Oh. Oh, you better answer
that. Okay, I didn't hear any names.
So, Dan's... well, if I picked one... I'm
you
sorry.
You can pick yourself.
No, that's probably less
it's
awkward.
It's too late. It's already
yeah, it's already done. All right, so,
I didn't hear what any of the choices so, were.
Dan's leg or Amanda's face?
All right, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and... I'm going to decline to answer
you
that.
You don't get to.
You just get to say Dan's leg.
The only correct answer to this, Adam. You have one correct answer to this. Get it right. We're moving to Seattle. I'm about to find out if you're coming with.
I'm glad I made this decision. Adam's like,
oh, I love all of you so much. everybody.
Please mm-hmm. just give the correct answer. Just give the correct answer. We know what it is.
I will hump Dan.
Thank you.
Dan's blushing.
I probably am too.
I'm sorry to put you in that situation, but it was funny.
He humps all of us equally.
Hopefully not equally, because you're here.
But. That's true.
I mean, okay.
So far, the average is not
Dan, your question is a little easier.
A little.
Would you wear a homeless person's underwear for 5 days in a row for $10,000?
How homeless are they?
They don't have a home at all.
How long have they not
there
had a home?
There are some really clean homeless people.
I mean, it doesn't say anything about washing them, so yes.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
that's true.
Or you could just choose the specific homeless person that seems to have the least gross underwear.
It's really, what's the word for homeless prejudice?
Oh, I don't know.
Homeless.
Homeist?
Bummist?
What?
I don't know.
Housing?
Privileged. Something. Yep. Anyway, there's a question
this
happening.
This sure is an easy question for Holly, I bet.
Okay.
Would you rather bathe in A, urine, or B, blood?
Blood. That's an easy one.
That's thick.
That's super easy.
It's my wife.
Would it stain? Would it stain?
Remember that the third season of American Horror Story?
Billy's like, you don't know me at all.
When Kathy Bates
no,
just wanted to bathe in everyone's blood. So
oh,
she could
yeah, so that she didn't age.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
She used blood as like Botox.
Sounds about right.
That's how you Botox, right? You just smear it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just absorb the healing factor.
Yeah.
Amanda, would you stick your head in a clogged toilet for $50,000?
How clogged are we talking? Are we talking just clogged, or are we talking like worst toilet?
It tried to flush and it didn't go at all.
Oh yeah, $50,000?
Like super gross though.
You don't have to open your mouth.
Did it say head or face?
Head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
$50,000. Even if included my face, I'd do that.
Yeah, just don't open your mouth.
What would you rather tickle? Dan's inner nasal cavity. Or Adam's prostate.
I'll go with Dan.
Thanks, Billy.
How is that a hard question?
Snap. I don't know.
Ooh, I just noticed the microphone turns purple if you hit max volume on it.
Really? Can
it
we
out.
Try again?
No, we all have to laugh.
No, yeah, there it is.
I think it might just be a red light.
You have too much fun.
Yeah. It's like, hey, chill out.
Yeah,
chillax.
Stop having fun. You
don't have
dinguses.
So much fun.
Dingus. Would you shave off every hair on your body and eat it? For the opportunity to appear on every reality show currently on TV.
Never.
No.
Why would I ever go on any reality show?
That's dangerous, too.
Yeah, it is.
Like, really?
Yeah.
You gotta put
Vaseline in it, and then you eat it.
Part of it.
You gotta fry it.
You put all the hair in Vaseline, and then you eat it.
Oh, let's just stop talking now.
Would you eat the first 5 roadkills you could find if you were awarded the house of your dreams?
Ooh.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. The House of My Dreams has
cook
a
can you,
mini
yeah, I was
going
to say,
course.
You have to eat them raw?
House
so if you can cook
it,
that's
okay.
No,
no
you can cook roadkill, that's
Gully.
Fine.
I heard that.
Hi, Gully.
I missed it, but I'm okay with that. I'll hear it later.
Yeah, just listen to the podcast.
You'll hear it later, Gully.
He has to make up for all the zings he hasn't
Gully,
done.
Did you ever do the Twitter thing?
No, I didn't do that.
I messaged him.
On Twitter?
No, on...
We named the podcast.
We named the podcast.
Do the Twitter
do the
thing.
Twitter
I know, and I've heard
still
that right.
I messaged them on Twitch.
Why should I peer pressure into Twitter?
It's Twitter for the stream, not for you.
It's for helping. It's for everyone.
I guess.
For punishment, your parents kick you out to live in a barn.
Okay.
It's cold and you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Which animal do you spoon with?
Mm-hmm.
A pig in heat?
Mm-hmm.
Or a dead cow?
Mm. How dead? Like, how recently dead?
It's been a bit.
It smells.
It's been a minute.
It's warm enough, or it's dead enough, or long enough to be warm again.
I guess it's pig in heat, then.
Yeah, I don't want
to
be...
Do I have to be big spoon or little spoon?
It just says curl up with.
Okay, I'll be big spoon.
I don't want to curl up with anything that's decomposing.
That's what I was thinking. What would you rather have a collection of? Toenails or scabs?
Oh, wait, are we talking like toenail clippings or just
yeah.
full toenails?
Like clippings.
Put it in the skin box.
Full toenails.
Skin box. Save it for later.
This is a real question that was really relevant that Gully gets to answer.
Scabs, I think.
Scabs, you think?
Yeah, I think that's Scabs.
Okay. Scabs. Yep. Here, read Gully that question. It's the next question, but it's also a good question.
That is a good question.
I know! Which would you rather have as your next career?
What?
Jizz mopper at your local adult shop?
Mm.
He turned that one down. Body cavity searcher at a state penitentiary?
I wonder which one would pay more.
We're assuming that, I would assume we're going to say that the same rate of pay.
The same rate of pay?
Mm-hmm. I think there's less chance of getting murdered at work.
If you do the jizz cleaner.
If you're a dude.
Yeah, if you're a woman.
If you're a lady, you got to be careful about that.
I'll be a jizz cleaner, that's fine.
Jizz mopper.
Yeah, jizz mopper it is.
Can't be that bad.
Nah.
It's dark back there.
I mean, you make one wrong move and the guy just goes nuts and just kills you.
So yeah. I'm just going to like pause for a second to let you know that in the glossary is hand job.
Yeah.
Because there's anyone who's playing this game that doesn't know what that is.
Can you explain to me what that is?
Masturbating someone.
What's... Can you explain?
Nope.
That is not in the glossary.
Not in your glossary.
Masturbation's not in the glossary.
Someone. It means a person. Like some person.
You touch
one single person. I have no idea. It's not in the glossary.
Touch their sexy bits.
Hmm.
Oh, he knows.
Which sexy bits?
Whatever ones you
all
want.
All the ones.
You're on the next page. No, you're on the... Yeah.
This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Which scent would you prefer for your bowel movements?
Okay.
Oh, you get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Bleach.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Or rotten sardines.
Oh, what? Bleach.
Bleach.
Yeah.
Bleach smells amazing.
Yeah, bleach doesn't smell
bad. Yeah, it's like, I love it. As long as there's
no
ammonia
in the toilet.
Yeah.
Why does it smell so clean in here?
All right, where was it?
No one's ever going to be mad to walk in a bathroom and it
smells like
bleach.
Would you staple your lips together for $100,000?
Forever?
Doesn't say forever.
Oh, yeah, sure.
$100,000?
Yeah,
oh, man. That's
easy.
Yeah,
ow. Who would take them out?
Metal through their face.
That's ridiculous.
Let's take a break real quick.
Time for a break.
So we'll take a snack break.
Snack break.
And also, I got a tattoo. Break.
She did.
And these guys, my sister and Dan, got piercings.
Sure did.
It was very fun.
So we have a snack story.
Adam and I are the boring ones. We didn't get anything.
Sorry, Adam's planning his tattoo. He hasn't gotten around to figuring out what it is yet.
I think it's going to be the compass.
I thought it was going to be the key.
So you don't get lost.
Right. No, the compass is my favorite part of the show, Lost, because it's in a loop.
Since when? You've never mentioned the compass.
I've told you about it. You just don't pay attention when I talk about Lost.
That's not true.
That's
probably true.
No, I do pay attention. Because I think it's interesting.
So Lost is my favorite show, if you don't know that, podcast listeners. And I've decided that my next tattoo is going to be based around the show Lost.
You actually have a tattoo?
Yeah, he has two.
I have two.
I'm the one
without a tattoo. Yeah. Man, even your tattoo didn't bleed. I'm so mad.
And then I have, hold on, I got another one. I'll show it off.
I've seen that one. Unbutton that shirt for Gully.
I've seen that one.
Phyrexian symbol.
Yep.
Because magic and...
So the tattoo my sister got is a super cute little drawn elephant that Adam drew for her way back when, after they went to the zoo, I believe.
It's a stick figure elephant.
It's so cute. She could possibly post it up on the podcast.
It's all over on the Facebook.
I could.
You should. What's our snack?
Oh, our snack is... Okay, so it says vote on it, and there's a picture of an M&M where the O is supposed to be.
Ooh.
So it's a special M&M. It's new. It's in a red package.
Presumably limited time.
And it's called Chili Nut M&M's.
So it's like a peanut chili. I'm for it.
I think
it's really
chili
like the combination of
chili like
and chocolate.
Chili pepper,
yeah, I just want to see if it mentioned like what the other ones you're voting on are. So there must be other ones.
There was other ones there. There was like a honey nut and a coffee nut.
Oh, honey
but
nut.
But this one sounds
cool. Yeah, try chili nut. Let's open that up.
All right, we're going to open this up.
The good thing about M&M's is everyone can have one.
Yeah. I think I know what it is.
Ooh, and they're all red.
I have the middle of the week podcast.
Have one.
Title, like theme song stuck in my head.
Billy. All right. It's like an M&M.
Does anyone even taste the chili? Mm-mm.
Nope.
No, I got a little heat. I got heat, but I don't taste it at all. Yeah,
okay.
All I've got is heat.
Oh, I like that, though.
I'm a little disappointed by it.
It's in the aftertaste.
I wanted to taste the chili, though.
Mm-hmm.
I only get heat. Yeah.
I like that they're just spicy M&Ms.
I'm not big on spicy.
I'll try one more.
No, I
haven't eaten chili. Yeah, I can't taste the chili powder, but you can taste the heat.
No.
One more? One more?
No, thank you.
Did I ever tell you the tattoo I'd probably get?
Mm-mm.
It'd be either around the wrist
mm-hmm.
or around the arm or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, it'd be Pac-Man.
I'm charge you those.
I'm just going to eat the rest.
It'd be Pac-Man, but like power pellets and a ghost.
Very cool.
Like, nom, 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 nom.
I like those.
I didn't mean to take them seriously.
Because it's just an M&M. I've already had it in my It hand. Tastes like an M&M, but then it gets spicy at the end.
Guys, I have a surprise snack!
What?
Oh, what?
What? Two snacks.
Number two. No, that one time we had like
four snacks. Surprise secondary snack.
Surprise snack. Because I brought like
three things.
This
I was like,
is...
Toblerone. Crunchy salted almond. It's Swiss milk chocolate with salted caramelized almonds and honey and almond nougat.
Oh, my
mouth
is spicy.
Okay, so it's an almond Toblerone. It's a salted almond Toblerone.
A little bit
wonderful.
I like it. It
usually has almonds in it.
My mouth is spicy too.
I vote for that. I don't know what the other ones are going to be like, but I like that.
I don't
that.
Like spicy.
I want to try the coffee one.
I want to try the coffee one too. I don't have really that much interest in the honey one.
I do.
I'm going to see what the other options are. Let's Google it. Let's see if there's any other ones that I missed.
Taking the time to look at the internet while other people eat stuff. And not talk.
I hope you answer this one right, Holly.
Okay.
Which would you prefer to be doing as a career in the next 20 years?
Oh dear.
Cleaning gas station bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
Or inseminating cows.
Inseminating cows.
Mm-hmm.
That's super easy and fucking cool. You just like stick your hand up their butt for a while.
Or whatever.
It's not like you're constantly doing it.
It's not nearly as dirty as a gas station bathroom. Mm-mm. I watched a Dirty Jobs episode, I believe, where he inseminated animals. Mm-hmm. It was a good Toblerone, y'all.
Mm-hmm. No, I want to try the honey one.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
Dan, was that the right answer?
I think I would like that better than the
chicken. Yeah,
inseminating cows, the right
clearly,
answer.
Clearly, that probably pays a lot more.
Yeah.
I think you can answer no to this one.
Okay.
A fat man tells you he will give you two tickets to the Oscars. If you'll let him fart the theme to a TV show while sitting on your face, would you do it?
Nope.
While sitting on your face.
I do not give a fuck about the tickets to the Oscars.
I have a...
Can't skinny people fart bad too?
Another a follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you need tickets to have that happen?
That's a good point. Hamilton.
I don't think you can get me tickets to anything that would be...
What about a place? What if we're like a week trip in New Zealand?
What if you get to go to the moon?
Sweden. You'd have to give me tickets and a trip to Sweden.
I'm about to go to the moon.
I'm not interested in
going to Mars room. Before anybody else.
I find it frightening.
You could be Matt Damon.
I think you mean before everybody but Matt Damon.
I mean, that was a fake movie.
That's a weird question.
I mean, it hasn't been proven. That's
nobody went to Mars yet.
This seems like an
nobody's
obvious
gone to Mars yet. Yeah, I think it's an obvious interest.
Except for Matt Damon.
No.
It's too easy. No,
we can't skip it.
It wasn't really on Mars.
Are you ready for your easy question?
Yeah.
What would you prefer to use for genital protection during sports? A turtle shell or a rock?
A turtle shell?
Yeah. It's like a
it's
much
like,
better shape.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why not? It's like, okay, let's...
With turtles.
Why would you ever
nature's,
use a rock?
Nature's cup.
but it has a turtle in it.
Turtle. Nature's suction cup.
Everyone judges you by what species of turtle.
It sticks.
Dan, what's that?
They just watched that movie.
Chocolate.
They watched UHF today.
Oh, that's awesome.
We did.
They watched
such a good
movie.
Actually, we watched it last night and then finished it today.
Who
we
wants
got
to drink
turns.
From the hose? Can't, no, fire hydrant.
Antichrist is such a better movie.
I agree, actually.
If you were 3 inches tall, what would you prefer to live in?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
If you were 3 inches tall, what would you prefer to live in? A well-used but empty spittoon, or an old gym shoe?
Oh, so it's empty, but is it clean?
A well-used but empty spittoon.
It doesn't say clean.
It smells like tobacco
I would
spit
think no.
or foot. I think foot's better.
You think so?
It depends on the foot.
It really does depend on the foot.
Yeah, because, you know.
Think about the times you've been somewhere and it smelled like foot.
Like, if it's my own foot,
forever.
That's fine.
No, it's not your own foot.
It says, maybe
it's
someone else's.
It doesn't
say somebody else's shoe. It just
says
we're
going to
rule
it someone else's.
Yep.
Because that's more unpleasant.
And they
you can handle
have,
your own foot smell a lot better.
You know.
It could have some fungus.
Or, yep.
I'm going to say I'll live in my own shoe.
I mean, it's cheating.
Well, that wasn't an option, but if you're going to be like that. I really need to try this coffee nut.
Let's get them right now.
Or the honey nut.
I don't even like coffee.
I don't, but it turns out I like coffee or chocolate covered espresso beans. So
that's
I think maybe I'd like the coffee nut ones.
That's because they're delicious.
Hey, don't have like a whole bag of them in a day.
Or two. Yeah, don't eat like half a pound of them. That's a
or
bad
three.
One.
I don't understand this question.
Well,
read it. Dan, you are going to the United States presidential convention and you need a date. Who would you rather take? A male porn star or Gully's mom?
Gully's mom.
Yeah.
She was a good date.
I've never met Gully's mom, but it's going to be Gully's mom.
I bet Gully's mom.
I don't know why that
why
was
the
option. Why even
the presidential convention?
I don't know.
That's
weird.
That, like, are you trying to be president? Is that what it is?
I mean, I'd probably take either. Both?
Both? Yeah.
For fun time
later. They'd get along.
I don't know about how happy my dad would be, but
well, don't he's not invited.
Look, nobody said you were like banging. You can just go on a date. No, with I know. Somebody.
You can just hang out with a porn star. You don't have to do sex with them.
Would you do a body shot of bong water off the most beautiful woman you know or man?
Mm-hmm. Person. Would I do a body shot of water?
Bong water.
Bong water. Oh, bong water. Fuck no.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Sweet Jesus.
That is the nastiest stuff.
There's no, I missed okay, that. Okay, can somebody really change
please
it
explain to me why bong water is gross?
Because it's what the smoke filters through.
Right. It's all smooth.
Over and
it's just black.
Is that how bongs work?
Yeah. Yes. Because the water makes it smooth.
It like cools it down and stuff.
Huh. Yeah. Well, you know. I don't know anything about marijuana.
Oh, I see why we have the glossary.
All right.
You might need it.
Might need it.
I don't know if you know what those words are. I think you're going to know what jizz means.
Oh, yeah, I think I know.
Yeah.
Which
does
would
it say when something's in the glossary?
No.
Oh,
no.
Damn.
Which would you prefer to have happen to you? Being cornholed by a corn cob or getting jizzed on by a hobo?
Cornholed.
Who's cornholing? Who's doing the cornholing?
Just
for our podcast listeners, cornhold. Getting something shoved up your ass.
Yep.
It seems like a bad idea with a corn cob.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, is it like an empty? Is it like a dry, empty corn cob? Oh no.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I know.
Not like does this thing of corn.
Like, do I have to deal with anything leading up to the jizz on, or is it like just walk over, jizz on, walk away?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you can always have a shower.
Yeah.
How big is the corn cob?
I mean, yeah.
Average corn cob
the whole,
size.
The cornholing is a whole experience. The jizz on thing, that's
it's
just like
a couple seconds done. And you're done.
Finished. I might have a follow-up question to this, depending on how you ask.
Oh, boy.
If your favorite pop diva offered you $1,000 to dry hump her microphone during a televised concert, would you do it?
Your favorite pop diva?
Yes.
I think I know the follow-up question.
Who would be the pop
diva? No, that's not my follow-up question.
Oh.
How much money?
$1,000.
That's not that much money.
So no. That's my follow-up question. How much money would it take?
A lot more than that.
Well, that's why I'm asking
like
how much.
$1,500?
Like 17, 25?
25.
$25,000?
Sure.
Sure.
It's national
television. $1,000 is not enough for
you get
that.
To be on national TV. Just wear a t-shirt and plug in whatever you want.
Question. Who is your favorite pop diva?
I don't really have a pop diva.
Exactly.
Lame.
I don't even know what that means.
Brittany
Spears.
Is there any new...
How about...
Brittany Aguilera.
I was fairly certain you said Sparks, and I was like, I don't think I know what that is.
Brittany Spears.
Version 1 Avril Lavigne before she was replaced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-death Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, pre-death.
Avril Lavigne. She died in 2003 and they replaced her with a body double.
Yeah.
I don't think that's correct. I don't think that's real.
That was actually, it was started as a fake conspiracy theory by like a Brazilian news group, and then people just actually believed it.
I don't think
that's... It's my favorite conspiracy theory.
It's like this, it's like Paul from the Beatles.
But worse.
Yeah.
Because less people care about it.
Basically a year's salary is what I was thinking. You know, like 25, 30 grand.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to go into hiding for a year.
Exactly. Yeah. Right?
Just wear a t-shirt, plugging your whatever you have. Sell it if you're going to be on national TV.
You can make more money. You can make a book out of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Be like, I'm gully.com.
All right. You can always go the Monica Lewinsky route and start doing like TED Talks and stuff about bullying. She's actually a really good person.
She is a really cool person, too.
I've seen the TED Talks with her.
There's not enough feet here. We need more feet.
Oh. Feet.
Okay, perfect. Group footsie. I have purple socks
with
gold.
Uzumaki.
With gold. It's gold shells on them.
If there were only two costumes left at a Halloween costume rental place, which would you prefer?
I'm sorry, I was...
If there were only two costumes.
You need to listen
left,
more carefully.
There's Uzumaki in front of my face. I can't deal with it.
Two costumes left at a Halloween costume store.
Okay.
Which one would you
take? Is one of them the sexy nurse?
No.
Oh, then I'd...
Sexy mustard.
Sexy mustard? Yes, it would be sexy mustard.
I would be behind that.
Drug addicted hooker.
Sure.
And
yeah, you can pull that off.
The rear end of a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, come on,
I mean, that's
the
easiest
great
question.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
awesome.
The butt
sexy
horse
mustard.
Sexy mustard. Sexy, sexy. And like frog.
Yeah. Okay, where are we at?
You know what podcasts really love is a good silence.
I'm trying to find where it is. Who would you rather be trapped in an elevator with? The Grim Reaper or your worst enemy?
Do you have an enemy?
Do you have any enemy?
It's going.
You guys, Dan is an amazing person and I can't imagine having an enemy.
Besides Gully.
Yeah. I've been in elevators with Gully before.
That's true.
Um, probably my worst enemy because I don't even know who it would be.
There you go.
There you go. By yourself. Like,
you just 236 goes to Holly. You're going to love this one.
Oh, good. I'm so happy.
What is Dan? Dan's blushing. Dan's red.
It's time for a break.
Oh, we just had a break.
Who would you most prefer to have anal sex with? Mm-hmm. Me or Gully?
Sorry, Gully, but it's Dan. I love so much that you had to leave two people out of that.
Okay. If God were to offer you the afterlife of your choice, would you agree to roll down Mount Everest naked and wrapped in razor wire?
No. I'd rather just...
God's not real, so...
I'd rather just have nothing when I die than the afterlife of my choice, because anything you choose is going to get boring.
I don't think that's one of the options. There was a yes or no. Oh, no, it does that. It's fine.
Yeah.
What? You didn't answer the question, Amanda.
Oh. She said no.
I said no. It's not worth it to me. If Adam offered you a 2-carat diamond ring to have sex with him, would you do it?
Yes.
Then we're married.
Is that how it works?
Oh, no. You give someone a ring and they have sex with you. Oh, and no.
You're married, right?
I mean, I've been trying to marry those hands ever since I've met him. And I get a ring out of it, too?
I'll make it 2 carats.
Sorry, Holly?
I have no idea.
I think it's big. $50,000 to $60,000 ring.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
2 carats is expensive.
Yeah.
Wait, how would you know that? You only worked at a pawn shop.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, sorry, Holly?
Yeah, I don't care. Please, that's totally justified.
I think the issue would be over here.
Yeah. Don't worry. No, probably not. He can
split
the profits.
I'll take you guys out.
If you have the ring, gave it to him, though.
Oh, that's true.
I think you might be upset.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, maybe if I knew the terms ahead of time.
I mean, I just found it in the ditch.
Why didn't we just sell it to pay our
loans? It's not
loans
really
off.
A diamond. He doesn't know.
I don't know. So what that says to me is you just want to have sex with Gully.
You're digging yourself a hole here.
You know.
I don't mind.
Adam.
Okay.
Why?
I know.
Why?
It's hard to read some questions.
Would you rather orally exchange bodily fluids
with... No. No! Don't use her anymore.
No, I'm saying...
Okay.
You didn't say that.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't say anybody.
This is a podcast.
Yeah. You have to say words.
You have to say them.
Myself or Dan.
Would I rather exchange fluids with you or Dan?
Yeah.
Isn't that just kissing? Why do they have to make this difficult?
No, there's other fluids in the body. Fluids. You know this.
Oral
right?
exchange of fluids could just be kissing.
It could also just be spitting in each other's mouths.
We just fucked
or
over
peeing in each other's mouths.
Adam, we just fucked over a 2K diamond ring. I think the kissing.
I mean, cubic zirconia.
I'm taking
like...
Dan. Sorry, Gully.
Oh, snap. Dan, you're the winner tonight.
Gully's rage quitting. Okay. And now he tossed the book and cast
apparently
a pie
our relationship is now me and Adam and Dan.
I feel lonely.
This happens sometimes.
It's okay, Gully. We're all in an alley. You can watch.
Alright.
Does that mean I can join?
I don't know.
Only if we have to. Only if we have to.
250 or 260 or something.
Alright. You return from your fabulous Hawaiian vacation only to discover you have leprosy.
Oh.
Which body part would you prefer to lose first? Your nose or your thumbs?
Ooh. You just got your nose pierced. You can't sacrifice that.
Yeah, because you're losing more body parts later, so.
Plus, they can make new thumbs out of your big toes.
That's true. We had that conversation.
I know you did. It was on the podcast last week. Actually, you don't have to just use your big toes. They use your second toes a lot, too.
No, I don't like the sighing.
Such a bad question for Holly.
I didn't hear what it said.
I'm just going to skip it.
No, don't skip it. No. We don't skip anything.
We don't skip it.
We can't skip it.
Okay, which would you rather catch? A, food poisoning, or B, head lice?
For reference to the podcast listeners, Holly is currently bald.
I'm gonna have to go with head lice, guys.
Hey, look at that. Wash.
Ooh,
oh, it's gone.
Bald's the best. I highly recommend it.
It's pretty awesome.
Where would you prefer to streak naked? Through a city council meeting or through a PTA meeting?
I don't care about either. I do either. I don't care.
Okay, but there's kids at the PTA meeting, probably.
No, parent and teacher association.
What if they can't get a babysitter? Then there might be kids.
Okay. I feel like city council meetings are more often televised, so probably PTA.
You're right. You're right about that.
And there's kids don't ever want to go to a PTA meeting. No. That would give them something interesting to do.
Is this supposed to be literal or not?
Well, I mean, the other one's not.
Yeah, it all is. Right.
Would you rather... Good start.
Yeah.
What would you prefer to suck on? A camel's toe or a moose's knuckle?
I mean, what...
Yeah,
what
I think literal camel's toe and literal moose's knuckle.
Unless they're in there.
They're not.
Oh.
I've looked at this like 12 times. They did define colonic and colostomy bag.
And catheter.
Good people.
Because I know what a camel toe is, and I know what...
It's just an enlarged camel toe. We're talking about literally camel's toe or literally moose's knuckle.
Do mooses have knuckles?
I guess they do.
Their legs bend.
Oh, that's an elbow.
Yeah. Well,
the
closest you're going to get.
Moose's knuckle. Because the camel spits.
And toes are like where they
walk. They're super dangerous.
Though. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to take your chances if you happen to do a stupid dare.
Yeah, camels are generally like
assholes.
No,
they spit on you, but they don't kill you.
Wait, like, whatever.
If you vote for this M&M's thing, you could win $100,000 and the title of official M&M's taste tester.
What the fuck is
that supposed to mean?
It probably means that
it's a bullshit title that doesn't mean you actually get to
taste. They probably like put your
M&Ms.
Name on the website for a month or something.
Maybe you get every new flavor of M&M's that comes out for free. Continue.
Would you participate on the receiving end of a Tahitian face mask for a trip
to
Tahiti?
I want it.
Tahitian face mask. Stretching plastic wrap over someone's face and then pooping on it.
For a trip to Tahiti?
There's plastic wrap, right?
Yeah.
What if it rips, though?
Not only a trip to Tahiti, but a trip to Tahiti for two.
Oh, we could both go.
But
I just have to poop on your face.
It's not like it actually, like, physically gets on you.
The remote safe sex.
It's just warm. You could close your eyes.
Am I the only one who'd just be instantly like, let's do this? I can't leave work that long.
Well, that's your excuse. You don't have a job after next week, so good try.
Okay, I don't like it when people poop on my face. I just want to put that out there.
So the answer's no?
Yeah.
You can say no. That's
I'm
okay.
I'm sorry about Tahiti.
Honey, I'm not offended that you don't want me to poop on your face.
It's not something that bothers me. It's not even specifically you, it's just a person. And it's not like you're pooping on his face.
And if any of our listeners, that's because they have remote safe sex.
I once read a thing on the internet where they wrote an article proclaiming that if you really love somebody, you should be willing to eat anything that comes out of their body.
Nope.
I guess I don't really love anybody.
Yeah, I don't love anyone after that.
I guess that's not the case.
Do not want.
Yeah, it was not on a good person website, so, you know.
Damn. Would you eat Gully's Toe Jam for $1,000?
For $1,000?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Fair enough.
That's gross.
I don't have any follow-up questions.
No. Don't try to put me in. I'm going to put a number on that.
You look out the window, and you see your neighbor having sex with your paper boy.
Okay, I don't know what either of these people look like, and I don't get the paper. Continue.
What were you more likely to do? Yell through a bullhorn informing the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Or B, watch him masturbate?
B.
Oh. Yeah.
Duh.
I think I would call the police and say, there's some guy having sex with, like, a 12-year-old.
No, there's adult paper boys.
They're paper men.
I guess you're right. What would you rather eat? An onion dipped in a vat of human pus? Or a stick of butter topped with dog saliva?
Oh, butter.
Yeah, I think it's the butter, right?
I mean, who hasn't had dog saliva all over them?
Right? Yeah, I used to share my popsicles with my dog.
Pus?
Because I was not a smart
child. Plus, that's super dangerous. Pus is full of all kinds of gross stuff.
Yeah.
Dipped in it. Like, not even just like...
Yeah, it's like...
Like... Bleep. No.
Coated.
I mean, how many times have dogs licked butter and we didn't even know about it?
Probably a ton.
Gully.
But you have to eat a whole stick of butter.
Oh, yeah. That's,
which is its own challenge.
That's a challenge.
Gully, your hands have been amputated. And you need to pick your nose. What do you prefer to use? A screwdriver or a butter knife?
We're going to assume it's taped to your stump.
Probably a butter knife. Because a screw...
It's like pointy, right?
Is it butter knives are flat pointy.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And like, it's got like little ridges, so you can make sure and get all the.
Maybe
torqued. It's just curved a little bit. It's so just it's also not a lot.
That's actually a good choice if you can make it fit.
Maybe like a plastic knife.
It depends on what kind of screwdriver.
Yeah, I agree. I think a Phillips head screwdriver would be easier.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
Twist. Still pokey though.
Yeah.
But if you do it too far, like a butter knife is gonna feel great. Kind of the butter knife. Well, no, the butter knife only goes up so far.
Well, and then it'll just like slice your nose.
Well, because
they're so sharp.
It's a butter knife.
Look.
It's not like it's a steak knife.
It might scratch you a little bit,
I guess.
Well, da-da-da-da-da.
I mean, who hasn't done both?
Fourth question now.
Somewhere. Oh, so like the third? Oh, okay, here we go. Which would annoy you more, being pissed on? Mm-hmm. Or a telemarketer who stutters.
Oh, just telemarketers in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone called me and they're like, hey, do you want to do a survey? And I was like, no. And they're like, oh, hey, but if you do this. And I was like, I already said no, bitch.
Did you say
now
that?
They stutter.
I didn't say bitch, yeah, but I was like, I already said no.
So. Today. Go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, today the local food bank called me and they're like, she like launched into her thing right away. And she's like, blah, 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 something, something. We really appreciate that you supported us in the past, blah, blah, blah. Can we count on you to donate if we send you a special envelope? And I was like, look, I really appreciate what you're doing, but I'm moving to Seattle in a week. So,
no.
She's like, she just sounded kind of pissed about it. I'm just like, well, I'll make sure that I note that you moved.
I honestly, truthfully don't think she believes you.
Did you tell her to not call anymore?
I don't think they will. They said that they were noting that she's moving, so.
I didn't give them a new address or anything. Hopefully they stopped sending, because they send me mail like once a month too.
Oh, they're like, give us money. You gave us money once. Give us money again.
Yeah, I give money one time. I give $10.
That's how they get you. You give them money once and they keep wanting more money.
Yep.
All right. Which product?
Charities.
Which product would you prefer to wash your hair with? Camel snot or coal miner's sweat?
Ooh.
I don't know if that counts as washing.
I feel like the sweat, because you could maybe actually use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's made of water.
Like, activated charcoal is a thing, right?
It smelled real bad, though.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, and so would the camel spit. Yes. And it would be all slimy and everything.
True. Yeah, I feel like sweat's probably
How many more
better.
Questions are we going to be doing?
I think we're like past half an hour.
Then this is the last one?
All right.
Or?
This is the last one.
Did you start, or did he?
I asked the first question.
All right, well, this is the last one.
Okay. Would you make love on a bed of fiberglass insulation?
Ooh.
If you could do it with the supermodel or actor or actress of your choice?
No. Not worth it. That's never worth it.
That's gonna I work places. With the stuff, and barely even like being around it and touching it bothers me.
Yeah,
like,
no, worst. Really. That's never going to happen.
It's just all itchy always.
I don't care who always. I have sex with.
Yeah.
Never not itchy.
Not worth it.
Next question is not too bad.
I'm itchy right now.
I don't think we're going to. All right, we'll do another round then. Why not?
Right. I think I was asked
It'll be fine.
For a second.
I started as in her, so you were last, actually.
Oh. Well, never mind then. We can do whatever you want.
It's your podcast.
Yeah, it's your podcast. Wait, it's my podcast, too. We're done.
Okay.
Close it.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay, no, that's good. That's fine.
You don't want to answer that, ask that question?
We're good. It's fine.
Yeah, all right.
We'll never
yeah, I know.
Special bonus game.
I know it is.
somebody buzz in.
Buzz!
Oh, this is way too long. All right.
I buzz.
The question is...
Uh-huh.
Buzz.
Shit.
Not a... Planes.
Buzz me.
Oh, that's the answer.
Yeah, you're going to the back of the thing, aren't you? Oh, someone flipped around in the front. That's gross.
Oh, you shut up.
Buzz.
Question.
Well, ask it.
Okay, the question is, in what year did Christmas and New Year's fall in the same year?
Every year. It's every year. Buzz in with your name.
No, these go to the back.
Say your own name to buzz in.
Because that's the garbage's question.
Say your own name to buzz in. It's the easiest way. Oh, that's like a paragraph.
The back is not.
Okay.
Shadow approached Sid Shady and said, I have a reason to believe you are the man responsible for the holdup at the Salty Dog Tavern 2 hours ago. You fit the description given by several key witnesses. They described a man who had been drinking heavily before robbing several customers and fleeing the scene. Of course I'm drunk. I happen to be a professional wine taster and I've been plying my trade for the last 5 hours.
Holly, they don't drink the wine.
Yep.
You get one you get one guess. Once you say your name and the answer.
You just switched that shit.
New question.
I could buzz in as Dan.
I was just thinking that too.
Buzz in as each other. I could conceivably buzz in as my
okay.
sister.
Yeah, you could.
If Sid Shady is 80 centimeters plus half his own height, how tall is he?
Amanda. Oh, shit. Nope, that's more math than I was prepared to do right away. 80 centimeters plus half his own height? They want you to say 120 centimeters, but that's not what it is.
Are you going to give an answer?
I'm going to do 120. No, that can't be what it is. That's too much math. I have too many math to do, and I don't want to.
130.
Someone else.
130.
Seven!
Nobody said their name. Anybody else?
Who Adam.
Adam has the answer.
Well, you're cheating then.
Does anybody else want to guess?
Hold on, let me think for a second. Okay. That's too many math.
Say it again.
Wait.
Sid Shady is 80 centimeters tall, or 80 centimeters plus half his own height tall. How tall is he?
Golly, 80 centimeters.
No. I like this question.
It's a good one. Too, that's why I'm trying to think about it.
No, I'm actually
I feel like I should really be able to math this out better than I am.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like it's some clever ass answer we're not gonna get. Is it? Yeah.
I don't know.
He just nodded, so.
I'm grooving to my own.
Oh, is that what that is?
I'm making my own kind of music.
Is it 160?
I don't know.
Holly, 160.
Yep.
Duh.
Because he is 80 centimeters.
Plus another half.
Plus half.
Right. And then that's the other half.
Yep.
Since he is 80 centimeters plus half his own height, 80 centimeters is half his height, and the other half must also be.
You know how depressing it is to me that long?
It's too hard. It's too many.
He is an imposing height.
If I had some imposing
1.6 meters.
That's pretty tall, actually. Yeah. That's a massive tall. It's some tall.
It's like 5 feet tall? 8.
Yeah. I don't know.
Taller than me?
I don't know how big meters are.
Jolie, do the meters, like 3 feet. Conversion thing.
But one Alexa, and a half
meters?
How many feet is 160 centimeters?
160 centimeters is 5.25 feet.
Yeah, that's not that tall.
It's 5.3.
Like yeah.
Thanks, Alexa.
All right, we want to keep going?
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
All right, Hardy Pyle was washing windows.
Oh, I don't know this one.
On a high-rise office building when he slipped and fell off a 60-foot ladder onto the concrete sidewalk below. Incredibly, he did not injure himself in any way. How is this possible?
Because he wasn't all the way up it. Damn.
Your Golly, name is because he wasn't said. All the way up it. Your answer is Dan.
Judges are okay with that. He was on the bottom rung.
Yeah. Oh. That's a good one. That's a good question.
That's a keeper.
What else do we have to say before we go? By the time you hear this, I will be in Seattle and will have already worked my first day. I will be in my job and have worked my first day.
Or I will have died on the plane there.
Shut up!
Or the other plane.
Because I have to fly to Minneapolis first and then fly to Seattle.
They don't have direct flights.
Are you driving from JFK?
Yep.
Visit the podcast and Facebook at Aha Podcast on Facebook. Is it Aha Podcast?
Yeah, it's
on Facebook.
It's
Twitter at Aha Podcast. AhaPodcast.com@gmail.com AhaPodcast@gmail.com.
Also check out the Patreon.
There's a Patreon. That's right. Tweeted about it a while back.
Yet, but right, someday
I'm gonna leave this open ended so the viewers have to.
Okay. We'll turn it off and then we'll all answer.
Okay. Something extraordinarily unusual happened on the 10th of May, 1979. What was it?
Interesting question.
Interesting.
All right, bye.
At reply us, email us if you know the answer. Or if
also,
you're just
I'm sure Adam has a sign off that he's gonna say before he clicks that button.
Later, taters.
Hold. No.
No, we got a new one.
Cauliflower
power.
Brussels sprouted out.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.